Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all doing fantastic. This is Twinkle back again after a long time. Apologies that I could not make any recent podcast. The reason being, I'm more into video snippets these days. I post it on various social media, just a snippet every day morning. And I think visually it's impressive and the reach is more than audio podcast. But that shouldn't be the reason, because podcasting is always one of my favorite hobbies. Like, I do floral arts, sketches, podcasting is one of my identity. I thought I should not leave it as such. So I'm back again. I'm so excited to see you all. And generally when I do this video snippets, it's always noisy around me every morning. So my real voice is only not very clear because of the superseding noises around me. So it's very calm and very peaceful now. So I thought my voice should be heard. So I'm recording this tonight. Today I'm going to talk about my podcast journey, how I started it. It's very interesting how I started it, because podcasting was never in my corner of my mind earlier. Back then in 2020, what happened was world went into pandemic. As we all know, coronavirus hit the world and we all went into lockdown mode, work from home mode. So those are the days where I don't have a TV at my house, at my residence, because I intentionally did not have it because I don't watch it more. So it was super boring for me. I used to be always on Twitter, and Twitter is my favorite home. So those were the days where Twitter had some radio FM shows coming up in Tamil. I was a frequent and fan for many such radio FMs, and they keep playing songs and we can request, and so that was it. And they were calling out people to talk on the radio FM shows. So just like that, I was very bored. I thought, let me give it a try. So everyone can choose their own topic. So I chose positivity as my topic. That was one of a kind, because not many touched positivity. So I spoke on it and everybody just loved it. The whole day, the engagement I had on Twitter was out of the world. Back to back notifications, and everybody loved my voice. They were like, fresh of a voice, and you have a lot of content to speak, and you're flawless in the way you're speaking. Like, I didn't prepare also. I just recorded and I sent it to the crew, and they broadcasted on a particular time period, which was advertised in Twitter too. So that's when I got some kind of a confidence. Okay, I'm not that bad, because nobody ever told me my voice is sounding good. Nobody, not even in my whole life. I know I was in school, carol in singing, and there were few music contest, or how do we call, there are music class that we had, and I used to score in the top, but I don't know that I had some good voice. It's a likable voice. I really don't know. Nobody told me, but my mom is known for her voice. Everybody loves my mom's voice, and still in this age she still has that kind of a sweet voice, but nobody told me I have that kind of a voice. So I had literally no clue. On that day of my episode went live on the radio, that's when I got some fan following also for that. They requested me to sing, and they all motivated, like, we wanted to hear you back, just come and speak on some random topic, we just speak. That kind of a fan following I got. So I was a little surprised and excited, and anyways I was bored during pandemic, so nothing else to do, so I thought this is interesting, so let me do. And I was called in many shows, in the spaces. Twitter spaces was also new that time. It was like a buzz. it was like a happening thing at that point of time in 2020. So I was called in spaces to speak and sometimes to sing also. I'm not a trained singer, but I love singing. I don't care. I enjoy what I do. Either I don't know dance, I simply dance. Either I don't know singing, I simply sing. So it's like I enjoy whatever I do. So I just was randomly shouting something, and yes, they were like, they were teasing me, but still they enjoyed the participation on it. So likewise, I participated in as many spaces as I could, and I became quite popular in Tamil Twitter environment. And that is when this pandemic time, right? So we decided that doctors and commoners had a lot of questions. Like commoners had a questions and they wanted to get it clarified with doctors. So we thought we let us bridge and arrange a show for it. Like what to do, what not to do. So we thought let it be an informative session and be an awareness session. So wearing masks and what kind of a mask we should wear. Is it wearable or non-wearable? And what are the precautions pregnant ladies can take and all this kind of thing. So I was actually, I have a good connect with fellow doctors in my timeline. So we thought we'll come up with a show like that in spaces. So we organized a spaces show where doctors were in Tamil Nadu, kind of a big squad doctors who are famous in Twitter. And I was actually organizing. I didn't have a plan to speak or anything because I am not very expert in scientific related things. But then I was told to host the show. Then that is when the fan following came into picture. They said, no, you should host it. Your voice is very good. So just like that, I took the hosting on the day. I organized the session between the doctors and the commoners. And it was like a questioner session. It went very well that day. And it was a lot good for me. I always look for ways to help humanity, to do service to the community. So it was a very good session for me. Personally, it was very informative to be with doctors in the crew, and also I enjoyed the hosting, and I was getting recognized for my voice yet again, and that is when people kept telling my voice is good. So and then I asked later on, I checked with my friends. Like I keep getting this kind of comments from my Twitter crew. I have not heard in real life. And then they said, no, your voice is always good. How come you didn't know it? So that's when I realized, oh, my voice is good. that's cute. And after that, so that spaces doctor session and the radio FM show was the starting point for my talking. And after that, I was looking to do I was also in a part of Sai Baba group where I was called to do book reading. Like we do book reading in groups just for a world health, because people were all dying in bulk, and you know, we had massive deaths that time. So on a WhatsApp group, we did a chain book reading. So everybody gets a chance to read one chapter one day for world health purposes. So I was a part of that and I was doing it, and that is when I realized like I am a little lazy to read books per se. I'm not a bookish person. Even in my college also, even in my academics, when I used to study, it is always that I don't generally focus much on the book. Rather, I underline the keywords, highlight it, I make my own notes, and then I read my notes in points. That's the way I was studying. Because too much of content goes into my brain, I can't process it quickly. So it's always like I'm not a good book reader. But I can make my own points and I can create my own book. So that was my style. When it comes to when it comes to book reading, I was not able to focus on reading Sai Sach Charitra book for that group reading purposes. So they gave me an option. You can listen it in podcast audio podcast. Then I looked it in Spotify. Spotify had only one podcast of Sai Satcharitra by some man, and it was like very, how do I say, it was, I'm not complaining about the voice, but the point of reading the Baba book itself, it's like a honey, you know, how do I say, it's a malicious journey to read Baba's stories. And the person who was doing that podcast was kind of had a rude tone. For the sake of doing, the person had done. That's what I could sense. So then I looked in Spotify, whole of Spotify. I could not find one Sai Satcharitra podcast also, which was strange to me. And I thought, okay, let me make one in my voice. And there is a backstory to it. As many of you know, I met with accident in 20... forgot the year. I met with accident in the year 2015. It was a bike accident, and I lost my tooth. Six of my tooth is gone, and I was kind of critical. I was hurt. I could not walk. I could not talk. I could not eat. I was literally like a vegetable for a few months. And with Baba's grace and blessings, I was able to heal. And there was a point of time where I thought I will not talk. I could not talk that time because my mouth was the only part which was hurt badly in the accident. So I could not even open my tongue. I could not even open my mouth completely. It was that bad on my face, actually. I was hit on the face only. I thought I'll never be able to speak again. So when I healed, when I started talking slowly, and now you can see I'm doing a podcast non-stop talking. Somebody has to literally control me to stop, please stop talking like that. So I talk that much, and I think I owe everything to my guru Shirdi Sai Baba. Today I'm talking because of his grace. I thought because there is not a good Spotify podcast on Sai Satcharitra, let me do one for Baba in this voice that he has blessed me and the speech that I got back after the accident. So that's when I started recording Sai Satcharitra. Every day I was reading the book. It was 55 chapters or so. So every day, one or two chapters I'll read. But those days I had terrible throat pain. For some reason, I don't know, every morning I get some weird throat pain. So when I was recording, I could not record properly also. I was my throat used to hurt badly when I speak for five to ten minutes. So every time I used to little bit of do that stammering thing, dryness in the throat thing, I somehow managed to record it completely, all the chapters, and even aarti and all that following to the original chapters. So this went live, and that is when I learned how to set up a podcast. Like even to setting up a podcast was a thing, because those days in 2020 when I started it, it was not that popular in the community that I am in the vibe that I am in. There were only very few, and I don't know about India podcasters. I've never heard any podcasters also before. Only Priyanka Chopra I used to hear, that too after I became into this podcasting field. So those days it was like a Greek and Latin for me to even to do the setup. So I used to read a lot of blogs and YouTube videos and everything to get the setup done on my own. And after this, what happened? So I set up my own podcast, and my first episode which went live was Sai Satcharitra, about 55 chapters, and I was so proud of what I did, not because of this podcast setup, just because according to me, service to guru is everything. So it's one of the unique thing that I have done in my whole lifetime, and I feel and I considered very blessed to do that podcasting for Baba. And it went in Spotify on my voice first, women who did the podcast first in 2020. And then I started sharing this podcast with everyone. Whoever has listened, they were like, your voice is amazing on this to read the book, it is very good, and in fact we feel sleepy because it is like it makes us feel sleepy also, that kind of a calmness and soothing, it is like that. So I felt it like a compliment. I don't know whether it my voice makes someone sleep is a compliment or it's a critic, but I love the people comments on my first podcast that came out on Sai Sat Saritra. And then after that I kept sharing to my friends and whoever wants to read Sai Sat Saritra or do Nava Thursday Vrit on all those conditions, I share my podcast, not to increase views or anything. Still now, nothing I do, whatever I do, say floral ads or sketching or podcasting or whatever I do, I never expected any monetary benefits out of it. Never. I don't even look for what is happening. Is it gaining engagement? Nothing. I'm not very curious of the outcome actually. I enjoy the journey. I enjoy the hobbies that I do, the energy that I'm putting in, the learning that I'm making. That's what I always look for. So I never checked the audience and all. I kept sharing to my friends just for just to spread happy vibes and you know, to as a Baba devotee, I think it's a kind of a service that I do for Baba. So I enjoyed it. After this podcast came out, and then I thought, okay, AI is my passion, so let me do something very businessy, some professional stuff I should do, because being in the professional line in IT, I think I should do something. And the meanwhile, in Twitter spaces also, I've been called to do many other topics. In Radio FM also, I've been called to do. First time I did positivity. Second time I did on A.R. Rahman songs. So likewise, I've got many such shows coming up in the Radio FM perspective. And also, I started doing my own podcasting with content. Art of storytelling, public speaking, and a lot on AI stuff and technology stuff. So it always keeps me going. I enjoy what I do, and podcasting is one of my favorite hobbies that I'll never ever leave, because I love what I do, and it gives a kind of different identity to me. It all started with a spark in Twitter, and the motivation I got from my Twitter buddies about the voice and the way I speak. And that is when I myself as a person, I realized I talk like a radio jockey even in real life. Even I have not done any radio jockeying, but I somehow found myself. They say, right, we find our own identity when we do things. So I think I found myself placing me as a good RJ, because I can engage any conversation. Anyone can talk with me on anything. There are certain content or certain topics I don't know in the world to speak. Say for example, cars is something that I don't know. I don't know about cars. I can't carry a conversation talking about cars. I can't carry a conversation more on finance and stuff, because I'm least interested in monetary things. So basically, whichever talk content anybody brings to me, I'll have some or the other opinion towards it. So that makes this radio jockeying thing, podcasting thing, speaking thing very interesting for me. And having born in Virgo sign, September 6 is my birthday, and Virgos are generally Mercury ruled, and we are known for our communication traits. So I think that adds to it, that lifts to the personality. So then I figured, found myself as a, there is a RJ sleeping in me. So podcasting is the right spot. I'm on the right nerve. I got it and I'm doing it. And I hope you enjoy it. You enjoy listening to me. So that's about my podcasting journey. I love what I do, and please keep supporting me. And what else? Let me get back to you with another fresh, exciting, sweet episode next time. Probably, I think I'll because I have been off late. I was doing very serious, intense topic about I think last episode was on suicides, if I'm not wrong. So we have gone all sad content. So I'll try to bring some fresh, sweet content next time. And until then, you keep listening to this episode. This is your Twinkle. Love. Cheers. Bye. Have a great time ahead.